At first glance, Kent Cook might seem a typical fifth-year senior college baseball player. The infielder from St. Cloud State University in Minnesota has dreams of helping the 30th-ranked Huskies go a long way this season, and he's thinking about life after graduation. But what sets Cook apart is his current side gig, Only a Game's Greg Eklund has our profile.
Loretto is about a 45-minute drive from the MAC, the Municipal Athletic Complex, where the St. Cloud State Huskies, an NCAA Division II team, play their home baseball games.
Number 7, Kent Cook.
The Huskies are playing an afternoon doubleheader against conference foe Bemidji State. St. Cloud won the first game 9-4. They're trying to complete the sweep with a 9-0 lead in the ninth. But when Bemidji rallies for two runs, the finish of the second game becomes a concern to Kent Cook. It's past 6 o'clock. That makes it tougher for Mayor Kent Cook to make it to the 7 o'clock start of the city council meeting he'll preside over in Loretto, a town of about 650. It's a dilemma that City Councilman Clark Lohr, also the mayor pro tem, was ready for this spring.
We've had him miss one council meeting thus far, and, you know, things ran smoothly without him. But he's there and he's at the meetings talking to staff on a regular basis. So he's as involved as he can be, and the school year should be wrapping up soon, and we expect great things from him.
We did strike item number 3 from the agenda, overtime policy.
And it's about 10 past 7. Cook walks into Loretto City Hall in the back of the fire station while the council is in session and takes the center seat at the head table. Outside, Cook changed from his baseball uniform to a gray polo shirt, black dress slacks, and black leather shoes. He is now in his role as mayor, and he attacks the agenda like he would a fastball down the middle.
All right, so moving forward, recognition awards.
It has been this kind of whirlwind since Cook was elected last fall.
The first couple weeks after the election period, it got pretty busy with different things going on, just kind of a crash course learning experience, if you will. But right now, I would say, yeah, just finishing up school and getting that all over with. We're in our conference season and rolling with that, playing, you know, 6 games a week and staying busy with that. And luckily, we've had some home games finally, so don't have to travel as much. But then running back and forth between Loretto and St. Cloud and doing all that fun stuff.
Before the November election, Cook had a difficult time convincing his Husky teammates he was serious about running for mayor. It didn't register with his roommate, relief pitcher Ryan Schwanke, until the election results were out.
It's just kind of hard to take that kind of serious. I mean, the mayor of a town in itself, but I know he could do it. He's managed his time pretty well with being captain of the team and his schoolwork.
Cook's class load is light, with only the 3 credit hours he needs to graduate next month. He's a finance major, which helps when Cook examines the Loretto City budget. What prompted his commitment to politics?
The rumor was around town that no one wanted to do it, and I felt like that was pretty sad that no one would want to step up to the plate and take on this responsibility. So just decided to throw my name in the hat, and turned out I was running unopposed on the ballot until the last week of the election period. So got a little taste of small-town politics right away.
Tom Van Buzekom, a former mayor in the 80s, decided to add his name to the ballot as a write-in candidate. But Cook still prevailed in the election, winning 61% of the votes. He says St. Cloud State baseball coach Pat Dolan was also caught off guard.
He ended up calling me because it was on his Facebook page. You know how kids are. Sometimes they put stuff on Facebook just as joking around and stuff.
Dolan had another concern, eligibility. Would Cook's senior season be jeopardized by a paid political position?
We had all the compliance people thinking, gee, this is the first ever for them, too. It's my first in 23 years of coaching. And, you know, there's no issues with it, with NCAA compliance. And I think it's a good deal. I think that when the NCAA actually found out about it, it's kind of one of those feel-good stories.
Cook batted .333 last season for the Huskies, who were one game away from reaching the NCAA Division II College World Series. This season, Cook's average has dipped to around .250. His collegiate baseball career is winding down, but is Cook's political career just revving up?
At this point, I really haven't thought about it too much. I enjoy the city level, the small-town politics. I really haven't thought too much into advancing the state level or anything above that.
It sounds already like he's mastering the art of politics. For now, with gavel in hand, Cook recognizes the motion to adjourn.
Motion carries.
St. Cloud State hosts Winona State and a conference game today in St. Cloud. For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund.
It's 19 minutes past the hour.
Have you ever worn the mask?
A soccer player can earn a yellow card by fouling another player or by falling over without any discernible cause. And in a recent game, Neymar, the Brazilian star who plays for Santos, earned himself a yellow card for celebrating a goal by whipping out a paper mask of himself and putting it on his face upside down. Since it was the second yellow card Neymar had earned from referee Roberto Silveira, Neymar left the pitch. In fairly short order, he was followed by various other players who'd also dismayed Mr. Silveira. Santos finished the game with only 8 men, but 3 goals, while the opposition, Colo-Colo, had 9 men, but just 2 goals.